Sister Cecilia Maria Rorschach, the world's oldest nun, died in 2018 at the age of 110. Throughout her short life, Sister Cecilia's mission was to be of service to others. During World War II, she risked her life by hiding Jews from the Nazis.
I confide in you through all my darkest.
Maria Rorschach was born in Kielcewo, a small town in western Poland, in 1908. She graduated from the State School of Commerce and Industry for Girls in Poznan. At the age of 21, she joined the Dominican Cloistered Order in Krakow and took the name Cecilia during her first religious vows in 1931, and 3 years later, she made a perpetual vows. In 1938, she was among a group of Dominican nuns who went to Vilnius to establish a new convent in the Vilnius colony. They did not make it because the war broke out in the city, occupied first by the Soviets and from June 1941 by the Germans. The Dominicans hid Jews. At that time, Sister Rorschach and the other sisters, along with the then superior, Sister Bertranda, hid 17 members of the Jewish resistance movement in their monastery, risking their own lives. The members of the Jewish Zionist underground found a safe haven behind the monastery walls, working with the sisters in a 5-hectare field, while waiting for the monastery to be built on this site. The sisters lived temporarily in a wooden house with a small chapel. Sister Rorschach also took frightened Jewish children under her protection. As they were heavily persecuted by the Germans, she hid them in the bales of grains in the barn, where there were a few other nuns dressed as civilians. She was taking care of them very warmly, and she also took care of their education, not only the spiritual, but also the intellectual education of these children. In 1941, Jewish oppositionists decided to leave the monastery and return to the Jewish ghetto. In September of 1943, Mother Bertranda was arrested, and the Vilnius convent was closed. Sister Rorschach returned to Krakow, where she was to remain for the rest of her life. Sister Bertranda abandoned monastic life after the war and became a laywoman, while in 1946, Sister Cecilia Maria Rorschach became the superior of her community. One day, she received a phone call from a man named Abba Kovna. He thanked her for saving his life, and this very man was an Israeli poet and one of those that was saved by the sisters. A few days later, a mysterious package arrived at the monastery. It contained a small cross with the words Jerusalem written at its base. For the sister, this was symbolic, because at that time, Vilnius was called the Jerusalem of Lithuania. A year later, Sister Rorschach, along with the other sisters, returned to a monastery. Over the years, Sister Cecilia held various positions. She was a porter, organist, and cantor. During her service as a nun, she also served as prioress many times. In 1984, the nuns from the Dominican convent received the prestigious distinction of Righteous Among the Nations, which is awarded to those who risk their lives, freedom, and loss of work to help Jews during the Holocaust. Sister Rorschach went on to become the oldest nun in the world, living right up to the age of 110. Even at this age, she did not give up her usual activities. She prayed and even visited sick sisters. She kept her personal treasures until the end of her days, a medal from Israel and a small crucifix from Abba Kovna. When asked about the secret of her longevity, Sister Cecilia replied that one should pray and learn languages. She died on November the 16th, 2018, at the age of 110. Sister Cecilia Maria Rorschach, pray for us. My Jesus.